Good morning, and welcome back to the Dabpreneur Podcast. It's Thursday. It's almost the middle of August now. It is the middle of August. It's been a long summer. Kids are back in school. How is everybody out there today? Hopefully, you got up and got your mind right before you're getting out the door. Hey guys, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about business and life a little bit today, but really about having the right partners, right? And having the right partner in your life at home, and really finding that right partner for business. Because when you're growing your business, it's really hard to do it all by yourself. I've tried. I did for a long time. When I started out, I was young, right? I was 30 years old, being a general contractor, and I got looked at as I was young. And maybe it was me. Maybe it was that limited belief that I thought I was young, or I thought I was too young, even though I'd been in the trades for, you know, going on 15 plus years at that time. You know, being around, being hands-on, right? Having a construction-type job, right? Learned a lot in that time. Learned a lot of how to do it the right way and not the wrong way. But still, I was walking into these clients' homes, and I was getting looked upon like I was, you know, the kid, right? I named my company Brink & Sons Construction. And my grandfather was Brink & Sons Construction in the late 70s all the way to the late 90s. And he made a name for himself. So I reinstated the name on my own license here in 2000. 2013. Sorry, guys. Had a little brain fart there. But so he was Brink & Sons Construction. So when I named my company Brink & Sons Construction, I'd walk into the job and they're like, "So you got to be the son." And I'm like, "No, I'm the Brink, right? I'm the owner." And they were always looking for my dad, right? And funny, because I've always been looking for my dad too. That's a whole nother subject. It's made me the person I am. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm strong, and he taught me one thing, and that's how to be a great dad, because he was not such a great dad, right? But my grandfather was my dad, right? As I ramble on to different topics. But anyways, so I was getting this resistance, right? So I knew a superintendent that I had worked with for years, right? And he was actually looking for work at the time. I gave him a call to see if he could help me out with a few things, and he was looking for work, and he was an older gentleman, seemed to know his stuff, right? And seemed to really know how to get these projects done. And I loved working with him under a different company, and I thought we had, you know, a good base to start on, you know. And he had that age on me, which made the clients more comfortable with us doing their projects. But as I went through, right, and we started doing stuff, he was doing it different than I was. He was doing it the easy way. He was looking to make the quick buck, right? He told me he had it in my back, and there were good, you know, water cooler conversations about how we're going to grow this thing, and it's going to be amazing. And, you know, but if you're not leaving back behind top-notch work, you're not going to build a top-notch company. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, you can sell yourself any way you want, but if you don't come through with what you say, you're probably not going to get those referrals, those callbacks, which are so important in any kind of business, right? I mean, you can advertise, and there's a million different ways to advertise that can really get you a lot of business. But if you're not getting that repeat business, that's when you grow. That's when you really strive, right? So he was a contractor as well, and when I brought him on, sorry, that was my phone. I was gonna turn that thing off, but I didn't. But I thought he really knew what he was doing, and man, was I fooled, right? And I got really lucky. He didn't sink my company, and for the first year and a half of me having him as my partner, we didn't get many callbacks. We didn't get, you know, many repeat business. And it took me a little bit to figure out what it was. You know, he was more of the, his nickname was Mongo, if that tells you anything. But he really wasn't that guy, right? That was just a nickname. He was a clean cut, took care of himself. But if he ran into any kind of problem, it, you know, it would be like, oh, give me the hammer, right? And you can't do that, especially in people's homes, and people don't like that aggression, you know, and they, that doesn't make them feel comfortable in you doing their work. So that lasted for a while, but I finally dissolved our partnership, kept my business going. I had learned quite a bit in the first 2 years of my business, right? So, and I thought I was gonna, you know, drop a little bit, and I was very insecure, I guess you could say, and I didn't have the confidence in myself that I should have and that I needed to have, you know, to run a successful business, right? But so he almost sunk us, but he didn't. And I went on and started doing it all by myself. And it was hard, right? And it was hard, and it was taken away from my family, and it was taken away from my friends. It was taken away from my life. I was always stressed out. I was always running, and not really managing my time correctly. So as I finally got comfortable with this and started having some other issues with subcontractors and me being the only guy on the job, I was still looking for that right person to bring on into my company. And I looked high and low for about 2 years. I looked all over the place, right? Always trying to find a good person to bring in that really wanted the same values. And I didn't force it though, right? And one day, you know, a gentleman came back into my life, and we started talking, and I really wasn't looking for a partnership at that point in time. He ended up, he's an electrician. He was a life coach, and like a couple decade life coach, right? He's got his stuff together. He's very organized, very much a Virgo, but he came to me and presented himself. You know, he had some, he was having some issues that he thought I could fix, and he saw that I had some issues that he could bring to the table and fix for me. And we went into business here about a year ago, and it's worked out amazingly, right? And we're constantly growing, and we're constantly learning each other, right? But it's made my life so much easier, and it's made my company grow so much more than I could do on my own, right? Than I could do by myself. He's brought so much to the table with his business knowledge, and I compliment him so well with my just construction savvy and my construction knowledge, really. And so it's worked out really well, but I don't know if I could do it without him, right? And there you go, back to that limited belief. I know I can, but do I want that much on my plate, right? So we're building a company now together, and it's absolutely been amazing, but I wish I would have found him first, right? And you can't look back and wish about those things, but I do have him now, and we're creating this company that is growing, and we're really putting in the work and pressuring these other contractors to really step up their game, because we're here on the scene now, and we take care of our clients and we communicate and we balance everything out so nicely, and cleanliness is like godliness, right? It's been amazing. But that was, you know, I really want to stress the point of we can't always do it by ourselves in business, right? We always need that support team, right? But you also have to think about having the right support team, right? You gotta have the right partner. Don't force this stuff, guys and gals out there. If you're starting up a company, if you have a company, don't force it. It will come. Let it form itself, right? You might need to grow a little bit like I did before you found that right partner. But don't force it also like I did in the beginning, because that could really, really hurt you, right? So I hope you guys enjoyed this story. This is the Dadpreneur Podcast, right? I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed, take a few minutes. Give me a rating, right? Give me a review. Good, bad, or ugly. A review is a review. I'll appreciate it one way or another. Because if it's ugly, that just means I need to grow a little bit more, as I know I do anyways. But you can't hurt my feelings, guys. Have a fabulous day. Stay positive and keep smiling.